Big 102.1, Acadiana's biggest hits, the most fun. It is the Big Morning Show, Renee Rivette and Chris Logan. So, Renee, we know this week that my mind was blown with the cursor text trick, right?
Yeah, the cursor hack.
Have the fat finger, you can't go back to your mistake, and then you can't get to the right point. You hold down the space bar, and you can put the cursor anywhere you like in your phone. But my mind was blown again yesterday.
Again?
Because Jamie Bacheron, now you know he has a whole line of Cajun products.
Right.
He has a new item, actually a couple new items, beef jerky. Okay, so we know beef jerky. That's really not a brilliant idea. It is delicious. But Jamie's brilliant idea is putting a flosser in the bag. Because, Renee, what happens when you eat beef jerky? Come on, tell me. Tell me what happens when you eat beef jerky.
You try to figure out how to get it out of your teeth.
Absolutely. So Jamie came up with the best idea, and he's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, man.
Good morning. I'm laughing in the background trying not to say this.
Has this happened to you?
It might happen. Of course it did. You know?
So how did this happen, man? Kind of take us from start to finish.
Well, I started with a beef jerky line a couple of months back, and all honesty, it blew up right out. I put it on Facebook, and man, it blew up.
Yay!
And it was kind of a blessing and a curse at the same time. The company I was dealing with, they couldn't keep up with the supply and demand and the consistency of the jerky, okay? So I kind of just laid back and got quiet on Facebook. I didn't post anything more. I couldn't get the amount of jerky that I needed. First batch was 800. Bags, and then I needed 1,000, and I couldn't get that the next round. It was just so I said, "Man, let me do a little research." And so I'm a jerky fan. I really am.
Yeah.
I go to stores and I get jerky. Well, and I have these little flossers. Man, I got a flosser in my wallet. I got one in each of my vehicles. I got them in the bus. I got them in my. I got them hit all over, you know. And I started. I was like, man, you know, you eat some dry meat, you know, some dried meat and. You eat any kind of meat, and it gets in your teeth, you know?
Okay, I have a question now. Are they single-serving packages? Because if you share, you can have some of my jerky, but I'm keeping my flosser. So
that's my flosser.
Well, it depends on how good you're sharing with the person. You know? That's up to you.
So did you just say, dang, I'm going to throw a flosser in each bag?
So the company I researched, and I was like, let me, you know, it's my recipes, but I needed a company that could supply it,
sure.
And so I threw it out there, and they're like, man, we can make that happen, you know? So, and it's, you know, it cost me extra 5 cents to get it in there, but.
Just kind of the marketing and your idea alone, I mean, it's worth the 5 cents.
Man, and look, you're going to need, it's not a, if, oh, no, you're going to need this.
It's a necessity. Absolutely, dude.
You know? And if some people, if you got gap teeth, well, you know, hey, give
then
it to
you
them.
Can share.
You know, I got a little gap tooth in the front, man. I don't need it in the front. I just need it on the side, you know.
What a great idea. I can't wait to try some of the jerky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
can people get it on your website, Jamie? I know you have it in local stores, but how can people get it?
They can get it on my website, kickincajuns.com. And then let me look at some of my stores. I'm in about 50 stores already.
Oh, really? That much?
Yeah, man. From Ville Platte, Benny's, One Stop, Bayou One Stop. Let's see, Chops, City Bar and Crowley. I'm working my way around.
Yeah.
I have a distributor, Frog City and Rain, the I-10 stores in Rain, Trahan's in Rain, John East's, Koshner's and Pepin's. You know, I'm not only that.
We're only on till 10.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So coming to a store in a bar near you, man, this thing works great with alcohol, too. You know, you can not only with a cold pop, but I mean, get you a cold beer, man.
Not Absolutely. The first time that's come up on this show today.
Yeah.
Well, good deal, man. Look, we know you're probably busy this morning, but we appreciate you jumping on the phone with us and talking about your brilliant idea. Jamie Bacheron,
brilliant.
Thank you so much, bud.
Thank y'all, man.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.